This is Friday, the third day of the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Psalm 51, 14 through 19. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are God my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifice of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Yesterday we heard the first half of this psalm, and today we finish with the second half. David wrote the psalm after a progression of sin led to adultery, deception, and murder. Yet somehow, David was known as a man after God's heart. Consider for a while your response to God when you sin. Do you hide? Do you cover up? Do you try to make up for it? Or do you run to God? What is your posture to God today? Listen again to God's word. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are God my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Did you hear the verse in the middle of this section? You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. My sacrifice is a broken spirit. This psalm seems to be saying that God wants our brokenness before our religious offerings. God wants our honest self, and not our religious self. What brokenness or sin do you carry today? Take courage and give Him your brokenness today.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.